Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye, Rose, is the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Just a quick reminder in case you didn't catch it, there is a severe thunderstorm warning right now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties until 8:44, and it is really the north end of both counties above I-10 where we're seeing all this activity, but it looks really ferocious to the north. I mean, you can literally see it on the north side of I-10 as we're looking out the window of the studio right now. Joining us now, we have Julio Diaz. He is the host of Let's Go Pensacola on 4 o'clock on Saturdays at 4 o'clock here on News Radio, and also the founder and host of the Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook and then in person. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
You mentioned it last week, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, the next installment in what was originally 5 movies back in the 70s. Is this that same kind of new universe they just keep pushing through with it?
Yeah, I mean, you had the original 5 movies, as you said, starting in, I think actually the first one was in the very late 60s. I want to say 68, 69.
Fair enough.
But then you had the 2000... some would say ill-conceived remake by Tim Burton. And then you had this new series of films that started off with, I think it was Rise. I always get the order of the titles mixed up, but it was either Rise of the Planet of the Apes or Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. I think it was Rise. And that, you know, that started with, you know, basically an origin story for how the world got this way. So we had 3 of those that led in progression, and now we've got this new one, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which takes place in that same series, but it's several generations after the previous one. They don't specify how many years, but it opens with the funeral of the main character of those 3 films who died at the end of the last one, and then the title comes up on the screen several generations later.
Okay.
And so we're going back to this world several, you know, I guess, you know, several generations to me could be more than somewhere around, my
sure.
estimation was around 200 years, but
okay.
You know, that's just a guess. Following a new group of apes who have kind of, you know, where the world has gone since the last one, basically.
And is it good?
It's decent. I think the biggest problem I have with this film is that it's 2.5 hours long, and it probably could have been about maybe 1 hour and 45 minutes.
I gotcha. It feels like that's a norm now. Like it used to be never beyond 2 hours, except if you're Lawrence of Arabia or Apocalypse Now. And now it seems like movies in the 2+ to 2.5 or almost 3 has become much more common.
I think so, and I kind of wonder if some of it isn't, you know, going along with rising movie prices to, you know, make people feel like they're getting more for their buck.
Okay, I gotcha.
Because, you know, I mean, you know, locally, you know, a primetime movie ticket is like $11, and we're on the cheap end compared
right.
to, you know, if you go to, you know, a major city like Chicago or Philadelphia, more like $18
okay.
for a non-matinee movie adult ticket. So I kind of get that, but yeah, I think this would have been a stronger film if it was about 45 minutes shorter. It's not a bad film at all. It really does. You're really focused on the apes here. There's only a couple of humans with speaking roles because by the time that this film is set, most of humanity has lost its ability to speak, and they're basically herd animals.
Gotcha, which is obviously the setup for the eventual events. So we got that
right.
one. We're just totally out of time, but the other movie that's out today is not another church movie. Funny, not funny.
And, well, the if you look at the poster, the word church is kind of scrawled over the partially obscured words Tyler Perry.
I gotcha.
So this is basically a parody of Tyler Perry movies with Jamie Foxx playing God and Mickey Rourke playing the devil.
Okay.
And God at the whims of Oprah Winfrey.
Okay. So truly, you'd say it's a Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah, yeah. The one of the lead characters is even called like Taylor Scary.
Jimmy's shaking his head at me. Can't believe I said
that.
Yeah,
it's not reviewed by critics.
What are you guys going to watch next week? Blue Angels, I assume.
Possibly, not sure. There's a couple of options next week. We've also got If, the new movie from John Krasinski starring Ryan Reynolds with the imaginary friends.
Yeah.
Last film for Louis Gossett Jr. before he passed.
Okay.
We'll let you know on our Facebook group as soon as we figure that out.
Always follow them on Facebook, the Pensacola Movie Club. Listen to him tomorrow at 4 o'clock on Let's Go Pensacola here on News Radio. Julio, always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Andrew.
8:16 on News Radio Pensacola. Be aware of the weather. We're under a severe thunderstorm warning right now, so do be aware about that. That's for the north end of both counties. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
We had some traffic lights earlier, so I'm just going to run through those real quick. On 9 Mile and Fowler Road, just west of Highway 29 intersection, right next to the Lowe's, that light was out earlier. And Lillian Highway and 57th Avenue in West Pensacola, that traffic light was out earlier as well. No word on if they're still out, but please use caution. Expect to treat that as a four-way stop. Flashing lights on Bayou right by the Ronald McDonald House and Buffalo Wild Wings. And on Jernigan Road and East Johnson Avenue, a vehicle crash with a roadblock was prevalent earlier as well. We are still seeing that on the road. If you are in Pace or Milton, we are seeing some of that Woodbine traffic building up at the intersection of Highway 90. And coming into Pensacola, you are going to see a little bit of slowdown on Escambia Bay Bridge. Hopefully that's just caused by people driving with caution. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I am Jimmy with Traffic on the Fives.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com, and Autotrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMensHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMensHealth.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy the past few years. How to know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 9 and hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with the Levin Rinky Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's this morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Right now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who reveals in her new book that she once euthanized a dog on the farm by shooting it, claiming the dog had attacked people and killed some chickens. Although Noem says she did this to protect her small children and because the dog simply could not be trained despite months of effort, it's clear to see that no dog ever deserves to be put down. Instead, as Face the Nation host and moral sage Margaret Brennan suggested, just take it to the shelter. That way, we can infer, you can pass the problem along to somebody else who will adopt it without knowing of its difficulties and won't be prepared to deal with them. Or perhaps it can simply go live on some mythical farm where all the dogs go who can't get adopted and then live in peace and satisfaction miraculously forever. Don't ask questions. What is especially galling about Noem's telling of this story is that she expresses no regret whatsoever, as if it's somehow perfectly normal for people who live on farms in rural America across the country to routinely have to put down animals for various reasons, especially dangerous ones. But no. Obviously, Noem should have simply taken her chances and put the lives of her children at risk just so the fragile moral sensibilities of city people from two decades later wouldn't have to be jostled by her story. For killing a dangerous dog, for doing so with a firearm, and for daring to retell this story without realizing how unsympathetic the American voter of 2024 would be, Kristi Noem, we cancel thee and express our wish that we could send you to the great farm beyond the horizon where all the offensive, difficult, and Republican politicians should go forever. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, a big round of applause for Men's Health magazine, which recently featured an article celebrating men who reject stereotypes of the healthy male body and embrace themselves despite being what most observers would describe as morbidly obese. The core of this groundbreaking article, appropriately titled I'm Big and I'm Strong, was telling the story of three men, a former pro wrestler, now 330 pounds, a fitness trainer, now 275 pounds with a solid beer belly, and an adventure travel host of the Chubby Diaries, who weighs in at a tidy 400 pounds, not quite a bantamweight. The common theme for them all was rejecting the idea that being fat and being fit are at odds with each other. For Men's Health, a fitness and lifestyle magazine historically defined by athleticism, toned musculature, and overall masculine hotness, this willingness to make health a matter of mindset rather than, you know, body characteristics, is refreshingly counterfactual. Following boldly in the sandy footprints of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, which has decided that all bodies are equally beautiful, which, of course, means that none of them can be described as beautiful since beautiful just isn't a meaningful word anymore, Men's Health now says that all men are sexy, and therefore there's no such thing as sexiness. They've finally realized that being obsessed with healthy eating, looking good, feeling energetic, or appealing to the opposite sex are all just as much obsessions as anything else. So, instead of having weight goals, fitness goals, or what traditionalists might call any goals at all, these modern gurus of self-congratulation simply say you should be what you are, prompting Men's Health to consider renaming itself as Men's Whatever, or possibly Men's It Doesn't Really Matter, or even something more to the point, Men, we give up. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, an even heartier praise for the Boy Scouts of America, which after only 114 short years has finally decided to abandon its sexist, exclusionary, and patriarchal name and evolve into the 21st century as Scouting America. Let me say it again, Scouting America. At last, this former boot camp breeding ground for male chauvinist pigs, I mean, how many of us haven't known a vile, sexist Eagle Scout or three in our time, am I right? Has fully embraced an open policy of inclusion to all our young brethren, sisterin, and otherin. Scouts first started changing in 2013 when gay scouts were allowed, and in 2015 when gay adult scout leaders were allowed. Obviously, it's not fair to allow recruiting of gay scouts when you don't have any gay scoutmasters to recruit them. Then in 2018, girls were finally admitted as Cub Scouts, and then actually as Boy Scouts in 2019, but of course therein lies the trouble. It makes no sense, even in our dream world of total gender anarchy, to label girls as Boy Scouts, 6,000 of which have now reached the pinnacle of Eagle Scout, by the way. Obviously, we celebrated all these moves, even though they were motivated more by dwindling BSA enrollment and a decade of reeling from the sex abuse scandals and $2.4 billion bankruptcy reorganization. What we admired in particular about co-educational scouting was that it tended to draw girls away from that other wickedly segregationist youth outdoor program, the Girl Scouts. Naturally, if we don't believe in sexist boys' clubs, we can't believe in a sexist girls' club either. So finally, in a world where boys can like boys and where girls can like girls and where boys can even become girls and where girls can become boys, it's just better to have one large happy melting pot of jamboree inclusion, Scouting America. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please join us outside on the front lawn for the Swanson Phillips Gender Designation Party. As you know, our order does not believe in gender reveals, but because obviously only the child they self can ever reveal their gender to us later. But we do think it acceptable if parents were to temporarily assign a gender to their baby for now, like a placeholder. To honor our belief in gender bending, pink glitter will be for a boy, blue glitter will be for a girl, and rainbow glitter will be for anything else. Obviously, the Swanson Phillipses have not seen the ultrasound, not that it would matter anyhow. After all, what does a child's biology have to do with its gender assignment? If a person can identify as anything they want, regardless of birth biology, why can't parents designate a child as anything they want as well? It's only logical. Also, the gender randomness rating for this event is a 7. Be sure to sign in so your virtue badge scores will be updated appropriately. Refreshments this week are provided by The Grass Is Always Greener, a chlorophyll-themed juice bar featuring liquid refreshments made from blended corn husks, straw, and pickled radishes infused with that miraculous life-giving photosynthetic life juice. The grass is always greener. You can really taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
8:28 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Shifting weather conditions and light outages and power outages. Massive weather storm system all along I-10 moving east by southeast. We are under a severe thunderstorm warning for the next 20 minutes, but that might even be extended, I would think, past that. Jimmy's got traffic for us. Jimmy?
If you're heading southbound or northbound on North Palafox Street, at the intersection of 9.5 Mile Road, you might be backed up there due to a vehicle crash earlier, so this is just residual traffic from that crash. We do have a few lights out, traffic lights out, and I'm going to just give you a rundown real quick of the intersections. Lillian Highway and 57th in West Pensacola, 9 Mile Road and Fowler Road in North Pensacola, and 9 Mile Road and Copter Road. All those lights are out right now. Treat those intersections as four-way stops and drive with caution through those areas. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving yours since 1929. For more information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm Jimmy with Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks, Jimmy. I also worry, frankly, somebody brought this to my attention, but it's a good point that, we delayed all the bus routes for an hour or 2 hours, and some of them probably running right in the middle of this storm along in the I-10 vicinity. It's not good. Hey, if you're trying to figure out what to do with your educational future for you or your kids, I'll just tell you, we had a great experience with Pensacola State College. We have 3 kids homeschooled. 2 of them already have gone through dual enrollment at PSC. That means you take free college classes with free books and get high school and college credit for it. Both of them are going at UWF. One's about to graduate in the fall. They basically took 3 years in high school, and now they got a year and a half worth of college credit as engineers. Small class sizes, individualized attention, teachers who are really focused on you, a variety of class sections to pick from. Honestly, it has been a huge resource for us, for traditional or non-traditional students. Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu. David Wayne is in the newsroom. David, what do you know?
Well, Anheuser-Busch apparently is still feeling the effects of the backlash over their ad campaign with Dylan Mulvaney. Sales to wholesalers for Bud Light were down between 10 and 13% compared to last year, although the silver lining, I guess, financial analysts say the drop in sales wasn't as bad as they expected.
Does this mean that we'll now refer to it as jumping the Dylan Mulvaney?
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. The Trump trial resumes with a judge refusing to declare a mistrial after Stormy Daniels' salacious testimony, but the prosecution did cut former Playboy model Karen McDougal, and coming Monday, disbarred lawyer Michael Cohen. Florida Republican Corey Mills preparing impeachment articles against President Biden over withholding weapons from Israel if it raids Hamas in Rafah. The White House says its actions are consistent with law. The Senate passed a bill to reauthorize the FAA and improve U.S. aviation safety amid a series of incidents. Boeing whistleblower Santiago Paredes tells Fox he was ordered to speed up his inspection of defects at Boeing supplier Spirit AeroSystems.
It was like a constant battle to go in there and just try to do my job, which was to identify and document defects.
He was warning of a major incident coming. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola, 70 degrees. It is cloudy, and we do have this severe thunderstorm warning across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties right now. That expires at 8:44, but it may be extended. This line of storms right now bringing a lot of heavy rain up around the Beulah area. All through just kind of in a line here going across Escambia County, north of I-10, north of Ensley. Right now, a lot of rain in Milton in Santa Rosa County. NAS Whiting Field seeing a lot of rain. And then this line of storms really extends all the way across the panhandle right now, all the way to this bigger storm system that's just encompassing a lot of north and central Florida. Also, the storms run this line of storms in particular running across here, also running basically all the way to Louisiana as of right now. So we'll keep our eye on that storm system here throughout the morning. And speaking of storms, there were some pretty severe storms in Crestview this morning. They're saying there was a tornado and straight line winds there that caused a lot of damage early this morning. That was in the 4 o'clock hour. City officials say, if you're in that area or heading towards that area today, avoid any unnecessary travel as they've had extensive damage and trees down. So far, no major reports of damage in Escambia or Santa Rosa counties, but we'll let you know if we hear anything about that. Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden says transparency and accountability are his top priorities. Yesterday, they released the body camera footage showing the deputy-involved shooting of 23-year-old senior airman Roger Fortson.
It is important to note that while this is a criminal investigation, no determination has been made as to whether the deputy's actions were justified or not. Here in Okaloosa County, we pride ourselves in our commitment to transparency and accountability. These investigations take time, but I want to assure you that we are not hiding, covering up, or taking action that would result in a rush to judgment of Mr. Fortson or our deputy.
And the body cam footage showed the deputy identifying himself as being law enforcement and knocking on the door twice. It also showed that there was no forceful entry made. However, the deputy did very quickly shoot Fortson when he saw he was carrying a gun. This investigation being headed up by the FDLE and the state attorney's office, they're working to determine if the deputy's actions in the case were justified. Well, in a split vote yesterday, Santa Rosa County leaders approved changes to the ballot language that voters will see on that local option sales tax referendum in November. With a half-cent sales tax already on the books there, the Florida Department of Revenue told the county a second half-cent tax wouldn't be allowed.
I agree that the language the board approved initially, wording this as an additional half-cent, was really more clear, but unfortunately DOR has directed that it has to be a 1 cent, existing half cent, if the voters approve. Of course, 1/2 + 1/2 = 1.
County Attorney Tom Danheiser there, and after just a few minutes of discussion, the board did vote to repeal the existing ordinance and then ask voters to approve a full 1 cent tax, which would also be tied to a vote to allow for road infrastructure impact fees in the county. It is 8:35. Jimmy, what are you seeing as far as our traffic on the fives?
Well, if you are driving southbound or northbound on Davis Highway, our traffic is building up right outside the hospital. That is at the intersection of East Johnson Avenue and Davis Highway. And if you're traveling anywhere on North Palafox Street, north or south, next to 9.5 Mile Road in North Pensacola, we are seeing a significant backup still, probably residual from the accident that happened there earlier. If you're coming in from Payson Milton, you can expect to see some slowdowns on Highway 90, but clearing up as you get into the bridge and entering Pensacola. There are a few traffic lights out this morning due to the storm last night, so I'm just going to run through those intersections real quick. Lillian Highway and 57th Street in West Pensacola. And in North Pensacola, we've got two, 9 Mile Road and Fowler Road, and 9 Mile Road and Copter Road. So please treat those intersections as four-way stops and drive with caution. This traffic report brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business. To learn more, Bank of America, NA, copyright 2024. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Now taking a look at our weather forecast this morning. Again, we do have that severe thunderstorm warning. This is until 8:44 for both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties today. And right now, seeing this line of storms, a lot of rain around Ensley, the Beulah area. Rain all across Milton right now, extending to Crestview. Actually, this line of storms extends pretty much all the way from Slidell, Louisiana, all the way here across the Florida Panhandle into a bigger storm system that's encompassing most of North and Central Florida right now. But again, that severe thunderstorm warning for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties until 8:44 this morning. Storms are expected to clear the area by this afternoon, though. Sunny skies, high in the mid-80s later today, low about 70 tonight, and a beautiful weekend ahead. Let's think about that beautiful weekend. That sounds nice. With sunshine and highs in the low 80s, then possibility of some more storms early next week. Right now, we've got 70 degrees in Pensacola, 68 in Gulf Breeze, and 65 in Milton. And your money now. The markets are up today. The Dow is up 165 points at 39,552.60. S&P 500 up just under 20 points at 52,33.87. The NASDAQ up 65.38 at 16,410.65. Our bond rate, 10-year bond rate, is up just a bit at 4.48% today. Gold prices up $37.40, and that's at $2,377.70. Silver price is up 30 cents, $28.67. And if you're invested in crypto, Bitcoin up $622.29 today. That's at $62,972.55. And kind of a mixed bag as far as the other crypto coins. And Target will be reportedly removing LGBTQ-related products from some of its stores for Pride Month this year. Bloomberg reporting that Target will only be carrying that type of merchandise in about half of its 2,000 or so stores across the country, but they are making it all available online. Artificial intelligence company OpenAI reportedly planning a search product to compete with Google. That announcement could come as soon as this coming Monday. The Microsoft-backed company would the company's search would be an extension of its ChatGPT program. And two streaming rivals teaming up, Disney and Warner Brothers Discovery, announcing this week that they'll be joining forces to offer a new bundle of Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max. That package is expected to be out sometime this summer. It's 8:39, your next news at 9 o'clock. And breaking news anytime, I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable.
Severe weather can strike at any time. Anytime.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Anytime.
Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
To the hip, the hip, you don't stop. Rap, 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 rap.
I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
Big sharp it up.
Okay, you know what? Wrap up the circle thing. Come on.
Mr. Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
Yeah, that's a wrap. It means it's a chance for us to have a couple of friends in studio to talk with us about things that happened this week. In this case, we're a split screen. We got in studio Collier Merrill, the owner of, Merrill Land Company and Great Southern Restaurants, an excellent restaurateur and developer. Collier, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, The Wrap.
Thank you, Andrew. Good morning.
Always good to have you. And on the phone, because he had run into some job-related scheduling challenges because of all of the power outages and the weather and the inconveniences in everything this morning with the weather, Jeremy Evans, our good friend. Hey, Jeremy, you there?
Hey, yes, I am, Andrew. I'm sorry I cannot be with you and call you in person.
Oh, no, it's fantastic, and you sound perfectly crystal clear. Good. Just a quick note before we get into the issues. The weather system gave us a false all clear today. Around 8 o'clock, it was 7 o'clock, I thought, oh, it's all passed. We're all good. And then all of a sudden, this trailing tail, literally a tail that stretches out from the main part of the storm over well east of Tallahassee, like somebody laid down a fire mission all along I-10 right now is what it looks like. And it keeps forming to the west of us. So if you thought, well, I'm safe, I'm south of I-10, it's every time it reforms, it lowers. So it's kind of like trying to sweep down across the whole panhandle area. Just beware, the weather this morning is going to be bad. High winds, rain, everything. If you just look out your door and look, you'll see what I'm talking about. Issues for the week. Okay, this might not have been like the... Well, we'll start with this one. The Ramey Edler settlement, $5 million from the county commission. Molly Barrows of the PNJ does a good article laying out the $9 or $10 million that the commission has paid out in legal settlements over the last few years. They got another one coming. They paid her $950,000 for a retaliation settlement. They're paying $5 million this time for all of the Medicare-related fraud with the federal government. It just seems like the county commission keeps picking legal battles and keeps losing, and it keeps costing us money. Thoughts, Collier?
You know, Andrew, I'm out of town part of that. I caught a little bit of that. I know they had a closed session and came out and said that's what they're doing. So I have to, you know, I think they've got a good legal staff department down there, and I just have to believe that was their best move at that time.
Yeah, and in this case, clearly this is the right choice at this point. I mean, they've avoided what might have been 50, 100, perhaps more million dollars worth of, you know. So I think taking the five is right. Just I think that several years ago they ignored Ramey Edler and didn't like her much, and they decided not to follow her advice, and they ignored it. And then part of that produced this end result. Jeremy, what do you think?
I think sometimes the county commission sometimes can let personality rule over logic. And sometimes over the past 5 to 6 years with some of the personalities we've had on the county commission, it's been more about getting at this person or getting at that person than as opposed to actually moving forward with ideas and what's best for the county. I think that some of the personality issues have improved over the past several, you know, 6 to 12 months. And I hope to see that improvement, and they're continuing to kind of pay off problems that were created several years ago. And my only hope is that we're not continuing to create new problems as we're answering for the old problems.
It seems like there's a sort of recent wave of the politics of personal pettiness in Escambia and in Santa Rosa. I mean, the last several meetings in Santa Rosa have been who can tell which journalist to stop filming the meeting, who can tell who to stop fussing. They literally had to rearrange their chairs on the dais because two commissioners keep bickering with each other so much. I mean, it does seem like a can we not just grow up a little bit moment, Collier?
You pitched that one to me. Thank you, Andrew.
I mean,
get him, Jeremy.
I mean, where are all the statesmen? You know, where's the, you know, am I wrong? Like they're trying to be Milton. Like everybody wants to be Milton in the wrong way.
They just sit back and let Milton do their thing.
Yeah, let Milton be Milton.
Let them run with it.
Don't try to impress. Yeah. Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I think we're seeing from the top of the ticket to the bottom of the ticket.
Oh, fair point.
And hopefully, you know, this modeled behavior will change sooner than later. You know, I hope that I have a 9-year-old daughter. You have kids. I think we would all rather them have grown up with the great communicator Ronald Reagan or somebody else than what we're seeing today. And hopefully we can return to some civility amongst our public discourse sooner than later.
So naive. What's the old expression? You get the government you deserve. Oh, isn't that an indictment of us? 8:45 here on News Radio Pensacola. We'll come back to this conversation in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
There are a few traffic lights out, and I'm just going to run through the intersections real quick. Lillian Highway and 57th, that light is out in West Pensacola, and in North Pensacola, and 9 Mile Road and Fowler Road, and the intersection of 9 Mile Road and Copter Road. All those lights are still out as of now. Please treat those with caution and as four-way stops. On South Highway 97, trees on both the north side and south side of Kingsfield Road intersection building up a lot of traffic, so expect delays. Drive with caution through those areas. And drive with caution today in general because we are experiencing a lot of heavy weather. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Caller, I read an article the other day that I thought was really interesting. It talked about how service industry professionals are moving toward penalties, fees for people who no-show. And this is kind of, maybe it's not always been this way, but I think of it having been this way for a long time for dentists and doctors, you know. But now we're moving into, you know, like barbers, and it got me thinking about you with restaurants that, you know, people say they're going to show up, and if they don't, you're just out the table if you held it for them, or you're out the chair if you held it for them, as if you're a barber or something like that. This makes sense to me because it feels like in a marketplace you're trying to prepare your business for the traffic flow. It's fair. I mean, if people don't show up, you're out the money. It's almost like they ought to have to prepay or something like that. What are you seeing in the restaurant business?
Well, it's interesting. We're doing it. We started doing it a few months ago. We were actually at a manager meeting, and I relayed this story about a year and a half ago. I was going on a trip with a few folks, and one of the guy's wives kept calling me, "Hey, we're going to go to dinner this one night. This is we're in Colorado, and you want to go?" You know, and kept asking me and called me like 2 days before. "You sure you want to go?" "Yeah." I was like, "Man, she really wants me to go." And then her husband, "Oh no, no, she's worried about this $25 cancellation fee. Either you're going or you're not." So we started that. We haven't charged anybody, Andrew, but if it's a party of six or more through Open Table, it'll automatically take a credit card. If it's charged, we reimburse it, and we haven't. But it's very interesting. A lot of the no-shows suddenly, you know, we're getting a notification, and you need to call 4 hours before, and tell us no. But we had I'll give Jax as an example. You know, Mother's Day's coming up.
Yeah.
And I get why people are doing this, but they'll book us solid. But if it's a beautiful day, a ton of no-shows. You know why? They're going to the beach.
Okay.
So they book a couple weeks out, not knowing the weather's going to be. We'll book Jackson's, but if the weather's going to be good, we're going to go take mom to the beach.
Yeah.
And so, you kind of try to judge that a little bit, overbook a little bit, and it's a tight thing when you're taking hard reservations now.
But now that you're doing it, people haven't been no-showing you.
It has worked like a charm.
That's great.
The few that get hit, if they call us, they say, they give an excuse, kid was set,
right.
We say, that's fine, we'll give it back. But the overall mission of that, it worked. So I get it. I can especially see some, barber, people like that. One-man shop, that'd kill you. Yeah, so I get it.
Jeremy, your thoughts? You work in an industry as a pharmacist that's kind of sort of adjacent to this category. Probably not exactly the same, but what are your thoughts? Did we lose Jeremy? I think we did lose Jeremy.
I think he's going to get
Oh, there he is. There he is. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Jeremy. Go ahead.
We were about to charge you, Jeremy.
He didn't get any of my background noise here. we do see it all the time in the medical side of things, and on the flip side of having the open table, I can't tell you how many times my wife and I, you get somebody who's willing to take your daughter, and it's, hey, let's try to go to Jackson's or the Fish House or somewhere in Five Sisters, and you try to call and get, and everything's full.
Yeah.
But there may be tables that were open that not only is a restaurant losing the business, but people who maybe wanted to have that experience are also losing out on that experience. And so I do think that if it's something that it is a win for everybody, except for the person who didn't have the common courtesy to keep their reservation.
And I don't mind them being penalized. I mean, that's,
exactly.
at least then the professional or the service provider or whatever is able to, get some kind of compensation for the fact that you they're trying to do you a solid by making your schedule plannable, and then, you don't show up for them. I'll tell you, for me, I chafe at it. when I get the notice from my doctor or my dentist or whatever, but I show up. You know, I'll tell you the one flip side part about this for me is I don't mind any of it, but I would prefer if you'd see me at the time you scheduled. If you're going to penalize me for not showing, if we're going to create regularity in the scheduling process, at least do me the courtesy of, you know, cutting my hair on time, putting me at the table on time, or, you know, cleaning my teeth or, you know, whatever. Actually, my dentist is fantastic. That's not an issue. But, you know, the doctor, you know, make sure that I'm not waiting for 20 minutes or a half hour in the waiting room. Fair?
Fair. And coming from one of the thriftiest people I know, I'm trying to avoid calling you cheap today, Andrew.
It's all right. I'll take it either way.
For you to,
my friends call me thrifty. My opponents call me cheap, and I'll take it. It's true.
Coming from you, I mean, that you see the need for that.
Yeah.
But I agree with you on the counter side of that. If you show up and you're waiting 3 hours, that's a whole different matter, which
absolutely
would not happen. And you missed two restaurants there, Jeremy. I appreciate it. Angelina's and Atlas, but thank you.
All fantastic restaurants. Different subject. Again, a story that I thought was just fascinating this week is Gen Z. So this is young people, let's say under 25, 27. I think Jimmy is like right at the threshold. He's the last of the not Gen Zers, so 27 and under. They're using AI. I know my own kids. I've seen them do stuff. You know, they're like first pass. Hey, write a cover letter for a job. Okay, they go to ChatGPT and they say, write me a cover letter for a job. And then they tweak it and tailor it because I have taught them how to write, and it grinds me that they do that. But everybody their age does this. Okay, and then the problem is that the guy who's interviewing for the job gets 100 cover letters that are all just about identical. This can't be healthy for our population to think of writing cover letters or what? Love letters? You know, what thing are they not going to do? They even write that, you know, hey, make me a sexy text for my girlfriend. Like, what is ChatGPT not going to be the substitute for next? Have you seen any of this kind of stuff,
yeah,
Collier?
It's crazy. I was at a symposium about a month ago, and I think it's Toro or something, Soro, where you can do a video.
Okay.
And I did some. You know, I went like, you know, boy playing with a dog.
Okay.
Redheaded boy. I was trying to imitate Collier, my 14-year-old. It's scary what they come up with. And, you know, my son was doing it for my mom, 90 years old. She's going to kill me on that one. But anyway, she's out and about driving bridge and all that, and she's been hearing about it. So she asks, you know, what is all this about? He goes, well, we'll do a story. Mimi, you and I are going to New York, you know, and it writes his story. Her question, that was brilliant. She's like, bam, their whole story, what they did. And she goes, who owns that? I'm like, great question. I don't know. It's scary.
And now you got this lawsuit by media companies against some of the big chatbots. I think ChatGPT is one of them, or Google, I forget who's the target of it, but they're basically saying, you've used our copyrighted material to train your, you know, learning model. Where's our cut? You know, where's our slice, Jeremy?
So two things. One, as an employer, it makes it really easy to see, okay, this person is not going to put in any attempt at doing any work other than asking ChatGPT to do this. I don't want this person working for me. On the flip side of it, it's a tool. ChatGPT is a tool. If you take it and you get it as a generic first run, and then you do like your kids do, and you have completely reworked something to give you a first draft, I've seen it used both ways and used effectively both ways. But when you can tell this is a generic ChatGPT, as somebody who hires people from, you know, Panama City to Mobile, it becomes very, very easy to see who's willing to put in the work and who is not willing to put in the work.
So as a hiring manager, you actually appreciate it because it lets them self-select out the ones you don't really want to hire to begin with because it's so easy to tell.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
That's funny.
I like that.
Yep.
That's probably not their intended result, but it's almost like a weird truth-telling exercise that they were inadvertently truth-telling to you.
Yes.
it's crazy, and I know you homeschool, Andrew, but Carter probably can't admit as he's leaving eighth grade, is like, oh, there's all kinds of, for your homework, especially math.
Yeah.
You know, throw this in jet. You know, I was talking to the math teachers, like, yeah, we're trying to figure that out.
I mean,
just everybody's coming in. He's trying to throw some, you know, curves in there to see if he can figure it out. But, I mean, that's just what they do.
You know, it's funny. I know I'm not necessarily the norm on this, okay? I like math. Most people hate math, okay? I can see why people might use services that would help them perform math, obviously calculators or anything else. I like writing. I'm good at writing. I enjoy it. It's actually fun. I like the activity. You know, give me a task to write. I like doing that. Most people don't. Most people aren't good at it. Most people hate doing it. And I just feel like we're on the verge of really, really letting down an entire generation in terms of not requiring them to be able to do the things that kind of are the making them human stuff, is what it feels like to me. Even though I know I'm the crotchety old liberal arts master's degree, you know, like sure, easy enough for you to say, Andrew, you like that stuff. Yeah, I know, I'm weird. Traffic on the fives now with Jimmy.
Just so you know, they said the same thing about us not learning cursive in the second grade. We were going to become uncultured and dumb. So,
well,
just, you know,
truth hurts, doesn't it?
We've got a few traffic lights out on the road this morning, so I'm just going to run through those intersections real quick. We've got Lillian Highway and 57th in West Pensacola, and in North Pensacola, we have 9 Mile Road and Fowler Road and 9 Mile Road and Copter Road. Okay, so those intersections, their lights are down, so go ahead and treat those as four-way stops and drive with caution through there. South Highway 97, looks like those the debris is being cleared up, but still showing some residual traffic from there on the north side and south side of Kingsfield Road intersection, again on South Highway 97. So expect some delays. Drive with caution all around town this morning because we have some heavy weather coming in. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. And David, hey, fact check me on this. Even though the tornado warning, or not tornado, excuse me, the severe thunderstorm warning has expired about 12 minutes ago, it has expired, right? But we are still,
yes.
What I see on the map is no different than what was true an hour ago. It's very strong thunderstorms moving all across, moving west to east and on I-10 and south. So it's kind of migrating south and continues to reform. So
yeah, and if anything, the line of storms has actually grown.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to check and to make sure you were seeing the same thing I'm saying. So this is and it's pouring at the station right now. So please be careful driving. If you don't have to be out, don't be out. But, you know, probably going to have a bunch of people losing power, straight winds, blowing stuff around, tree limbs and all that. Be careful whatever you're doing today. 8:57 on News Radio Pensacola. Last question. Apparently, folks in the Gulf Breeze Dog Park just can't get along. Somebody said this is the most Gulf Breeze story ever, that it's not the pets who are fighting with each other, but the adults who are squabbling with each other and making public records requests of the city and alleging discrimination and harassment and ADA compliance issues. Why can't we just have nice things, Collier? Why can't we just have nice things? They closed the dog park for 2 weeks over this because they're worried about legal liability.
I just got back in town. A guy at my office from Gulf Breeze. I just went in there and started laughing because I know exactly what you're laughing about. That is a Gulf Breeze problem. For sure. You hit it right.
And yet, isn't it also, well, have you met your neighbors recently? You can see it. You, some of your neighbors are great. Some of your neighbors are these people. You know what I mean, Jeremy?
Yeah, it is. It is what it is, and it's another situation where if humans were just as good as animals.
If only we could be good.
Unbelievable. So the weather, you know, I left downtown, beautiful, came up here, and it's just coming north to south. So
yeah.
I'm going to be on for the rest 3 hours.
Yeah, we're good.
We're
right
here.
Stick around. Everything's fine.
Yeah,
no, everything's fine. We'll just hold it down, pep talk, and go away. It's no big deal. That's great.
Quick thing with Jeremy said real quick, though. He's talked about cursive going away.
Yeah, yeah.
My son's in an eighth grade retreat for a week, and you're supposed to write him a letter. And she had this cursive, and I said, well, I was putting it in a little envelope. I said, well, hopefully his teacher can read this to him because he's not going to have a clue.
That's the grandmother-grandchild gap right there. Every 100%. Grandmother writes in cursive, and none of the grandchildren can read it. Collier, Merrill, Jeremy Evans, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. Please be safe driving in this weather, and please stay out of it if you can.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.